Hello there. So for those who just joined us, I'm Abdelrahim. I'm a software engineer at GoodThink. And yeah, so I want to talk about systemd resolved. And especially on the MDNS, the NSSD stuff. So we want to replace Avahi. What is Avahi? Avahi is an implementation of what's called zero-conf or zero configuration networking. So for example, we have this, Apple's implementation is branded Bonjour. So you probably heard of it this way, or, well, it's also implemented in Linux systems. So according to Wikipedia, zero configuration networking is a set of technologies that automatically create a usable computer network based on the Internet Protocol suite when the computers are, or network peripherals are interconnected. So you just connect your computer to another computer and they just work. So that's the idea. You don't have to configure anything. This includes, when I say computer, this also includes things like network printers. So you should be able to use everything without having to configure things manually. So zero-conf is generally understood to be composed of three parts, address assignment, hostname resolution, and service discovery. So address assignment is handled by IPv4 link local addressing. We have something similar for IPv6, but the IPv6 version is integrated into the IPv6 specification, so it's not something additional. This is kind of less important than the other two because DHCP is generally available on most networks. So you just have a router to access the internet and you have DHCP. So it is only in the case where you have a network that's not connected to anything. But it is implemented as a separate daemon in Avahi, Avahi Auto IPD. And it's implemented in systemd networkd. So check. This is good. Next step is MDNS and DNSSD. So MDNS or multicast DNS is what is used to handle hostname resolution. And service discovery is DNS service discovery or DNSSD. So generally they are used together as part of zero-conf, but each of them can be used independently. So MDNS is a way to send DNS requests over a multicast socket to other devices on the network so that they can reply in a distributed manner. So each device can reply if that's me, essentially, rather than having a central DNS service that tells this is a computer, whatever name, that computer can say it for itself. So Avahi does have this implemented. We can use it via the Avahi resolve command line, so to resolve host names, or we can use NSS MDNS, which is a plugin for the name service switch that allows regular name resolution in the C library to go through MDNS, to use MDNS to go through Avahi. I think it could use any MDNS resolver that's running on the host. It doesn't have to be Avahi, but in generally it's Avahi. So what about systemd resolved? So systemd resolved implements MDNS, but is disabled by default. I put an asterisk here because when I use a regular distribution, so Debian or Fedora, it is disabled by default. But on GNOME OS, where we're using the latest version, so the main version of systemd, it is enabled by default. I don't know if the distributions disable it on purpose or if it's just something that the default changed recently. I don't know. But we can use the resolveCTL command to enable MDNS on a specific network interface, and we can enable it permanently by setting it in Network Manager, for example, if that's what we're using. If you're using NetworkD, you can do it in NetworkD. One thing that we need to be wary of is that you can't have two MDNS resolvers on the same host. So you can't have Avahi and ResolveD doing MDNS on the same host. So on the same network interface. You could have the two, each one on a separate network interface, but not on the same.
You can have two resolvers. You probably don't have, you can't have two responders.
Yeah. So that's, right. So this is, you can't have two MDNS responders, not resolvers. So what's the MDNS implementation in ResolveD like? So once you enable MDNS on the network interface, you can use the usual resolveCTL query to resolve a network name. ResolveD also has an NSS plugin for glibc, so you can resolve the MDNS, or you can resolve MDNS names like you do any other name. And it also has a stub DNS resolver for programs that insist on issuing DNS requests. This is something that we don't have with Avahi. So with Avahi, you have to go through the NSS to get or call directly to Avahi. But things like gRPC, and that's one thing that I had an issue with. So gRPC will use CRS, a library to resolve names, and it will just issue DNS requests. So it's nice that ResolveD offers this stub DNS resolver. But yeah, we need to enable MDNS for this to work. But yeah. So yeah, it's MDNS also is good, even better in a way. Then DNSST. DNS service discovery is a way to publish services using DNS. It relies on the PTR and SRV records, and it doesn't depend on MDNS. There are some provisions in the specification about using it with MDNS, but it can work with regular DNS. You can have on your domain, you can publish these records, and you can do the service discovery. So I wanted to find a public domain that implements this, but I couldn't. Generally, people implement it inside their network rather than for something publicly available. So DNSSD is supported in systemd resolveD. We have even a resolveCTL service verb that we can use to discover the services. We can search for a specific service. So this is also good for resolveD. So what's still missing? No. Then what we have MDNS and DNSSD working together. So this is something that is implemented in Avahi. You can use Avahi Browse to discover services and resolve their addresses and things like that. With systemd resolveD, I couldn't get it to work, but so simply issuing a resolveCTL service on the local domain didn't work, but I could get it to query passing the exact records that you need to look for. So it kind of works. There is all the building blocks are there. It's just that it's not wired properly. So we can say that it's good. It's there's probably a bug or something that's not working properly, but it shouldn't be hard to fix all the building blocks out there. So next step is actually publishing the services. So you have, I have a service on my computer that I want to publish on the network. So Avahif offers two things for this. You can drop a file in etc Avahi services. It's an XML file that follows a specific syntax. Or you can use the DBoss API, which you can do with a command line client, Avahi publish, or via the libAvahi client so as a library. Or you can talk DBoss directly. So for systemd, resolveD, we only have the first method. We can drop a file in etc systemd DNSST or the other files in the usual systemd manner. It can be in user lib, in etc, or in run, depending on whether it is provided by the system, by the administrator, or whether it's ephemeral. But we don't have a DBoss API. And I think, so we have this as a static only thing. But can we do? Is it enough? So if we have only this static publishing of services, is it enough to replace Avahi? So the first thing is that to have a service, you need to have this .dnsst file in a system directory, which you can't drop it as a as an unprivileged application. And the other thing is that even in run, system resolveD didn't pick up when you just drop a file. It doesn't watch the directory to publish services as you drop the file there. So you have to restart it or tell it to reload its state. The other thing is that services or sockets can be listening or not. They can be started or stopped. So for default install of GNOME OS, we publish the SSH service on the network, but SSH is disabled by default. You need to enable it manually. So you have this service published on the network. That's not actually there. So we need to have this dynamic configuration publishing of services when they are actually running or accepting connections, even via systemd sockets. So where we go from there? So we need to support publishing these services dynamically. And there is also the problem of compatibility with apps that use libAvahi client to publish their services. So we can't just switch to systemd resolveD, and what do we do with these apps? So how can we do that? I have a few suggestions. I'd like to have some discussion around this. So I think, and this was mentioned this morning, we can try to have the DNS service publishing be tied to services or sockets or systemd, how you call it, units, so that to follow their life cycle. So when the socket is listening, we can have the service be published on the network. When the socket is no longer listening or the service is stopped, we can stop publishing the service on the network. We also need a compatibility with Avahi, whether that is something that provides a compatible DBoss API or something that provides an ABI compatible to libAvahi client. I don't know what would be best. I think most applications won't be using the whole DBoss API, so we could probably have just a limited version of it. I don't know. It's something I would like to discuss, so This is the whole purpose of this talk. One minute. And then we have a bonus question, which is how to handle sandboxed apps. So things like running in Flatpak, should we allow them to access this service discovery? Should it be a special permission? How can we implement this? And thank you.
Thank you, Abderrahim. And are there questions or answers to Abderrahim's questions? Yeah.
So can you go two slides back to the, yeah, this one. I think the way to go is with the DBus interface, right? Like just make it something we can ifdef out and then provide the same DBus interface and resolve D. I think that's the way to go. Simply for the reason that libavahi client was quite an accident. Like, you know, when I wrote Avahi back in the days, it was one of the first projects that made use of DBus, and nobody knew back then what DBus was. It was at a time where DBus didn't have properties and things like this. So libavahi tried to hide the fact that DBus is used away, which, I don't know, in retrospect, was a really stupid idea. So libavahi client should not have existed back then. And I told this in the meantime to people that they probably shouldn't use the library anymore and just use things directly. I mean, to my defense, libdivas is hard to use, though. It's kind of nice having a friendly library around it. But because there are Python programs that go directly to Avahi, you really want the divas interface emulation, right? Like, because if you emulate a libavahi client, Python programs won't benefit. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure it should be. Like, it should be something we can ifdef out, right? Like, so that legacy-free platforms can get rid of that stuff. But for the legacy full ones, that's fine. And I agree that we don't need to introduce a full API. And particularly, like, it was unnecessarily complex, the old one, because it made apps aware of interface changes and things like this. So I would emulate it to the, like, dumb it down, right? Like, just allow it to register something and then solve these questions for users. And I think, yeah, we should have a way to, like a native way to register not just services, but actually any kind of resource. And I've been thinking about this for a long time, like, because I want to add it for completely different cases. Like, for example, for, like, you run a local container and you want to have a resource record that actually points to that local container that should just be available in resolve deep resolution. But the major problem that I always, it goes around my head about this is like about ordering and loose coupling. Like, resolve D runs very early, but other stuff might also run very early. And then, like, let's say SSH, for example, also runs very early. So what happens if SSH runs before resolve D, right? Like, then it cannot just do an IPC call to resolve D. But I think they should just both work, regardless in which order you start them, right? Like, so this means IPC is kind of weird, I don't know. So we could, for example, say that there's a Varlink directory where providers of records binds their stuff to, and then once resolve D shows up, it connects to all of them. That's kind of the model that I think I like the best so far. But this turns round things, right? Anywhere. So basically, I don't know, like, what's the best design there is. I think we need to do it systematically better than Avahi, because we want this in early boot and everything. I think there are lots of avenues. We need just to figure out what we want there. And then the other question was regarding the sandbox stuff, right? It should just be policy kit, I think, to some level, and that already should get you to some point. I understand that sandbox, like that the sandbox stuff, like Flatpak and stuff, are not aware of, like, in policy kit are not really integrated. But I think we should really look into changing this. At Plumbers, I was talking to many people about this. That I think, you know, the kernel hopefully soon gives us the ability that we can derive securely the cgroup path or the cgroup identity of a peer of a socket. And we could use this, like when we have this, then we can use this in PolicyKit so that we can basically, that PolicyKit can understand like if it's talking to a sandboxed app or not through this. And then suddenly there would be a concept of what an app is inside of PolicyKit, which is something we so far couldn't do. Right, like right now, PolicyKit authenticates users, not apps. I think that would be a fundamental step up for PolicyKit, that suddenly these policies start to make sense, and then they would be in focus for Flatpak, I think. So from my point of view, I try to see if this is sufficient for you, meaning that you do not have to add a portal and these kind of things, how you usually do these things in Flatpak, but maybe we can get away with just making ResolveD require policy kit authorization if you want to register or want to browse or something like this. So those are my thoughts. I think that would be the most elegant things, and it would be the most future-proof, because we can do this then for any kind of thing that we have in systemd, that we can always just say policy kit, and then it's automatically do some limited level Flatpak aware, if you so. That's an answer.
Just something I wanted to add about this question of sandboxed app. This could apply also to discovering what's on your network as well as to publishing things on the network. It goes both ways.
Yeah. So, a bit related to that, on the one hand, you have the situation where you want to bind the lifetime of the published records to the lifetime of the service. But sometimes you might also, despite the fact that you have the service up, not want to publish anything at all. Especially if you want to do a bit of hardening in your internal network so that things are not auto-discoverable from people who have gained unauthorized access to your network. So, for example, SSHD is a particularly good example of that.
Yeah, you don't.
So you might want to have some kind of allow list or mechanism or something like that.
Yeah, you don't always want to publish a service on the network. It's just that if you're publishing this something on the network, it needs to be running. You don't publish a service that's not running.
So in ResolveD, MDNO support is managed per interface, and I think what you're describing is a property of the interface, right? So that you have the untrusted zone where MDNS should never be spoken, and trusted zone where it should always be spoken, but I would see this orthogonal to the question whether the service should be announced at all, right? Like, so I think it's always fine if SSH is registered with ResolveD. If MDNS is then turned off on all interfaces, it have no effect, except if you list locally, which I think we should support in this case, right? Like, because it's still kind of interesting to see your own host if there are services. So yeah, I see this as two questions. One is per interface. We should always do.
Okay, further questions? Doesn't look like it, so give another round of applause for Abdelrahim.